I podcast di radiobue.it.
So we are talking about this. We start from the news. This case of Gorino is very recent in Italy. It's a case of not inclusion, maybe, or a different kind of inclusion. I don't know. Let us explain what happened.
I can try to explain what happened. A number of citizens held up a mobilization in order to block the transfer of refugees from the south of Italy to their little town, little village. They managed to avoid these 12 women with children to be hosted in their little municipality. And they spread out a lot of racism, in some cases even some tragic racism, speaking about the problem with blacks in South Africa and doing in comparison with what is happening in Italy. And this is the result of a large period of campaigns.
Yeah, it is a single case, but maybe it helps us to understand and explain what's going on in Italy in some cases, not in every place.
Yes, of course. There are also very good practices in some little villages like Riace, that has been famous because Fortune included the major in the most influential politicians all over the world, because managed to transform this refugee hosting in a way to improve the quality of life even for inhabitants. What happened in Gorino is the consequence of a system of refugee inclusion, which is not based on a very systematic approach, but rather it joins a national inclusion with some occasional inclusion,
okay,
in which municipalities are called to help the government, but some of them ruled by xenophobic measures and parties.
Maybe sometimes it happens.
No, they are terribly xenophobic, we have to say the truth in a way. Refuse it. This is a problem also based on some European policy about refugees, which is the consequence of the agreement with Turkey, which moved the major flows of immigrants toward Italy, and blocking the Balkan way to Greece. And Italy has received 170,000 refugees forced migration last year, which is not an enormous number, but it's half of the number of all the refugees directed to Europe without a big collaboration, because the relocation hasn't worked so far. And Italy is trying to manage to make people accept this problem, this big social problem, in a period of economic crisis, in which is also very hard to explain why migration, hospitality, and inclusion are very important values for our democracy.
Yeah,
and for all democracies.
So let's say there's some good examples, like we heard from Siena, some bad examples going on. So Italy, as usual, is a mixed place of different experience. It's not our fault at all, because you know you mentioned the European agreements, the Turkey agreements. So maybe it's not everything up to us, but I think the step we have to do, or we should do, is like in the behavior, in the feelings we put in this theme, you know.
Lo racconteremo infatti insieme alle testimonianze, oltre del professor Vincenzo Romania, detto Federico, dell'Università di Padova, e che insegna... professor Romania, cosa insegna?
Insegno trasformazioni culturali, tecniche di mediazione culturale e sociale e sociologia della comunicazione.
Quindi, se ho capito bene, abbiamo un milione... quanti immigrati nell'ultimo anno?
Allora, nell'ultimo anno
solo
sono
dato,
arrivati in Italia 170.000 migranti richiedenti.
70.000. Che dicevi sono la metà di quelli che comunque vanno verso l'Europa, e
sì,
data un po' la situazione economica non felice dell'Italia, questo diventa un po' un peso anche per le nostre istituzioni da gestire. Non smettere di ascoltare, il podcast continua.